Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. Sam Britton here on a Saturday. It's New Year's weekend, and we thought we would come on and do a little demo here of yet another device that I hope that you will find interesting. This device that we're going to be demonstrating, I was going to say this evening. It is this evening in my sphere where I am right now, but it depends, I guess, on what time you're really listening to this. The device we're going to demonstrate for you this time is the two-wire home portal gateway. Now, the two-wire home portal gateway, some of you may be familiar with and some of you are not, probably. This is a DSL modem, router, and firewall all in one box. And there's several versions of this out on the market, usually sold through internet service providers. However, the newest versions can be obtained through your Best Buy stores. If you have a Best Buy store in your area, you should be able to get it. Or you can go to Best Buy's online website, which I believe is bestbuy.com, if I remember correctly. Just do a search for Best Buy stores on the internet, and you'll find it. It's the two-wire home portal gateway. And the one that you'll find at Best Buy is the 2700 HGB. That's the one that is sold in the Best Buy stores. Because they are sold through internet service providers, they are usually configured for the service provider in your area or somewhere thereabouts. Now, this one was configured for SBC and even had a default key code for SBC, although they can be changed to work with other internet service providers. Now, the reason really that I want to do this demo more than anything else is because how many times have you ever wanted to do port forwarding and you had to remember the whole series of ports to open and close for certain applications such as FTP, HTTP, HTTPS, which is for secure HTTP, and so on. POP3, IMAP, SMTP, the list goes on and on and on. Well, the two-wire bridges this for you in a lot of ways in that it has some predefined items in the list that you can do port forwarding with, which takes the pain out of doing it. And, normally you have to go in and you have to type in all the different ports that need to be opened in different routers. Some may allow you to categorize them or whatever. And by the way, this will allow you to add your own user-defined application. And but even before you get there, it has some predefined options that you can use in opening ports. So what we are going to do is we're going to demonstrate the interface of the two-wire home portal gateway. Now, the one that I'm going to be working with, which is not actually the one I have online, because I really don't want to change any of the ports that I have online on my own. The one I'm actually going to be working with is the home portal 1000, which has exactly the same interface. The only difference between it and the 2000 series is the body style is a little bit different. The 1000 series is a little slim, weird-shaped box that stands up on end and has a wireless antenna built into the top of it. By the way, these do have wireless on them, too, so if you're a person that's looking to do wireless internet, you can do it with these home portals, and they have information on how to configure them for both Windows and Mac when you get them. But the main thing that I love about these things is that, A, they are easy to work, and B, two-wire seems to want to allow those of us that have them unlimited tech support. Now, I don't know that I would take advantage of that and call them every 2 or 3 hours every time I ran into something, but if you run into something that is just a total pain in the rear end that you can't seem to solve, they're there and they're always eager to help, and they have been a real blessing to work with. As I said, these things are somewhat hard to get. As I mentioned, Best Buy is the only store that I know of that has these things and can be gotten through there. That's where you can get the new versions. If you're not quite up to the challenge of buying a new version, which, by the way, is not that expensive. They're about $129, $130, somewhere in that ballpark. Another avenue is a company called PC Liquidators, where I've seen them sold used for as low as $25, $30, $40. But you got to be careful, because I found some that have not always worked up to par when I've gotten a hold of them. And so you got to be very careful in getting used ones. It was only finally I wanted to get a brand spanking new one, because among one of the neat features with a new one is that they have 802.11b and g wireless interface built in, where the older ones have 802.11b only. So that is the reason I just recently purchased a new one. Now, other than that, they're perfect. I mean, if you did have an old one, it was working fine, you know, one that's 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, they still work well, and they still can be upgraded to a reasonable degree to later firmware. But the newer ones offer you a little more flexibility, because they have a larger memory bank in them to hold all the extra stuff. Just to give you an idea of how much each firmware package, just to give you an idea of what size each firmware package is what I'm trying to say. The one that is the current version of the software that we're running on the 2700 HGB is a 10 meg file. So that, you know, there's got to be at least 10 megs of memory in the latest two-wire units to hold all of that. And I'm sure there's probably even a little more than that, because I know in the future they're going to come up with new upgrades and stuff like that. Now, there's a lot of frills that you can get with these, because they're marketed primarily through service providers. One of the neat things is parental control. If you are a person who has children and you want your children to be safe as far as their internet surfing experience, you can handle the parental controls at the firewall instead of on the PC, thus preventing them from going to certain places. And my understanding is that the parental controls are configurable, but not needing them, because you know, there's just two of us here and we're both adults, so obviously we don't need them. I've not fully explored that yet, but I'm going to. But for now, we're going to look at the basic interface to the two-wire home portal gateway. And if possible, if you are a person who lives in the area that is served by SBC Communications, you might be able to find one of these, or what is now known as AT&T. And by the way, as I'm making this, they were just approved to buy out Bell South, so you can look for all you people that are down in the southern states, and the Bell South territory will eventually become AT&T. Isn't that amazing? We broke up the Bell system at one point, and now suddenly it's all coming back together again. Isn't that amazing? But I can guarantee it's probably not going to be as efficient as it once was. What do you bet? With the way, you know, a lot has changed since the Bell system was all together as one back in the 60s and 70s, as you know. But then again, who knows? I may be wrong. You know, it's hard to say. But anyway, enough of that. Let's get into this whole business of demonstrating this. And what I have done is I have plugged the output of my Macintosh into the mixing board so that you can hear the output of the computer as we're navigating with Safari. And so we're running a Macintosh. And those of you that are Mac users, heads up. This is a playground for you. There's nothing you cannot do to a home portal gateway on a Macintosh using System 10, okay? So this should be something that should pique your ears, because there's not always a lot of things that we can do sometimes with screen readers, but with VoiceOver, this is a panacea. So anyway, let's get started. Let's go ahead and get into the
Audio Hijack Pro running.
Okay, I got Audio Hijack Pro running, recording this. So we're recording on the same Mac that you're listening to, except I'm using a sound card, an extra sound card for my audio in.
See speech.
And you're hearing the default audio output that's feeding the sound of the screen reader back to you in the recording. So hang on here. I'm going to make sure my level's up, because I think we're a little low here. Let's try that now.
Rumpus. Transmit.
I'm going through the list of items.
Safari. Press Safari. Application dock item. Safari. Untitled. Window scroll area.
Okay, now, first of all, before we get into the interface, the default IP address for the interface on any two-wire that you purchase out of the box, this is before it's been configured at all, is going to be 192.168.1 192.168.254. That's 192.168.1.254. Now, there's several IP address schemes that you can do on this. There's the 192 scheme, there's the 172 scheme, and there's the 1010 scheme, as I like to call it, where it's 10. Well, we'll look at that in a minute. But anyway, there's three different pre-configured schemes, or you can set up your own manual IP address range, and we'll get into some of that in a minute. But in the default configuration, when it comes out of the box, you first plug it into AC power and hook it up, it's going to have a 192 address. So anyway, having said that, let us now open the interface.
Link.
Okay, now we are into the interface, and the first thing that you will see on the, and we're just going to go through the whole front page first before we delve into any of the features.
System image.
System.
Link. Link. Broadband link image.
Broadband link.
Link. Link. Home network image.
Home network.
Link. Link. Firewall image.
Firewall. And you notice it even says what the images are.
Link. Link. Sitemap.
Sitemap.
Link. Home. Link. System password. Link. Date and time settings. Link. Details. Link. Help image. Link. Network at a glance. Link. System image. Link. Bullet. Link. Set system password. Bullet. Link. View details. Home portal 1. Bullet. Home portal 1000HW.
I went a little too fast there.
Bullet. Software. 3.7.5.
That's the software version.
Bullet. Password. Not set.
Okay, there's no password in this. By the way, this gateway I'm demonstrating for you is not hooked up to the internet. This is just one we can play with without hurting anything. I can always reset it when I'm done.
Link. Broadband link image. Link. Bullet. Link. View summary. No physical link signal. Broadband link. No physical link signal.
Okay, no physical link signal. That means it's not connected to any DSL line, which we know that.
Connection speed. Bullet. Incoming. KBPS.
Okay, that right there, that would tell you normally what your connection speed is. Now, mine here at the house is 512 up and 512 down. So it would say connection speed, 512 KBPS, and then it would say...
Bullet. Outgoing.
Outgoing.
KBPS.
512 kbps, but because there's no connection, it's just saying kbps. It's not giving you any number value, but we know that, so we can move on.
Link. Home network image.
Home network.
Link. Boot. Link. View the home network.
View the home network.
Home network. Computers. Firewall. Link. Help. Link. Firewall image. Link. Boot. Link. View firewall summary. Firewall. Active. Setup. Link. Help. Link. Setup image. Link. Boot. Link. Run system setup wizard.
Okay, we'll look at that in a little bit.
Run system setup wizard. Link. System image. Link. Link. Broadband link image. Link. Link. Home network image.
Okay, so what we're going to do for now, though, the main thing that we want to demonstrate is the ease of which you can do port forwarding. So what we're going to do is we are going to log into this. Now, there's only one computer on this thing at the present time, and that's the one we're working with, okay? So let's click on the home network.
Press home network image. Link.
Now we are into the home network page. Now let's go down, and there'll be, of course, all the links.
System image. Link. Link. Broadband link. 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 Home network. Link. Link. Firewall image. Link. Links. Link. Home. Link. Wireless.
Let me go down past all this. There's
link. Link. Wireless settings.
Wireless settings. We'll deal with some of that in a minute.
Link. Advanced settings.
Advanced settings. That's the advanced settings for the home network. But let's go down and find the PC that's there right now.
View network summary. Link. Help image. Link. Local devices. Link. Help image. Link. Status app. Home network. Local interfaces. Ethernet image. Ethernet. Zero. Phone line. Home PN. Phone line. Phone line, Ethernet, Ethernet image, local interfaces, home network, status at a glance, link, help image, link, local devices, link, help image, link.
Okay, let's
view network summary, link, advanced link, wireless setting, link, advanced settings.
Okay, now let's go in and do
link,
a
wireless settings, link,
port forwarding
link,
here.
Sitemap, link, firewall image, link, link, home network image, link, link, broadband link image, link, link, home link, link. Firewall image press.
Let's go into the firewall here. That's where we really want to go. And for some reason, that PC may not be showing up because I'm running it on static, so I may have to go in there and turn on DHCP to get that to show up. But let's see if we can do this first.
System. Link. Broad. Link. Link. Home network. Link. Firewall image. Link. Sitemap. Link. Firewall settings. Link. Advanced settings. Link. Firewall settings.
Let's click on firewall settings. We don't need the advanced settings right
press
now.
Firewall settings. Link. Link.
Okay, now let's go down
system,
and we'll find
link,
the...
Link. Broadband. Link. Home net. Link. Firewall. Link. Summary. Link. Advanced setting. Edit firewall settings. Link. Help image. Link. Settings. Bullet. Link. View firewall details. Bullet. Link. Reset all firewall settings. By default, the firewall blocks all unwanted access from the internet. You can allow access from the internet to applications running on computers inside your secure home network by enabling firewall pinholes. Opening firewall pinholes is also known as opening firewall ports or firewall port forwarding. To do this, associate the desired application with the computer below. If you cannot find the listing for your application, you can create a user-defined application profile. To create a user-defined profile, you will need to know protocol and port information.
Okay, but even that's pretty straightforward.
To allow users through the firewall to hosted applications. 1. Image. Select a computer. Choose the computer that will host applications through the firewall. 172.16.1.24 pop-up button.
Okay, there it is. There's this machine, 172.16.1.24. Now, that's normally a pop-up menu.
Press menu on 172.16.1.24. 172.16.1.24. 172.16.1.24. 172.
Okay, that's all there is.
172.16.1.24.
Okay, now let's go down to the next item. Okay, so we've got our computer that we've selected. See, normally there'd be a whole list of computers under that pop-up menu. And, by the way, you can name the devices. You can go in and name them. Right now, this one has not been named. It's just going by its default IP address. But you can actually go in under the... in the home network and actually name the computers. So anyway, let's go to the next item.
2. Image. Edit firewall settings for this computer. Select a radio button. Maximum protection. Disallow unsolicited inbound traffic. Radio button. Allow individual application, S. Choose the application, S, that will be enabled to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click Add to add it to the hosted applications list.
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to go down and first we're going to select what class of application we want. So let's go down to...
All applications, pop-up button.
All applications, so let's pop that up because we don't want all applications. Rather than have to go down through the whole list, we'll just pick a category.
Press all applications, menu, on all applications,
okay.
Check mark.
That's a menu, now let's go down and see what's on the list.
Games,
that's one category, and by the way, when you select these, it only lists only those ports that fit that category.
Audio/video.
Messaging and internet phone.
Servers.
In this case, I want servers.
Servers.
Okay, now we selected servers.
Link.
And another page appeared, so let's go down.
System image. Link. Broadband link image.
Okay, we'll skip all these links.
Link. Home network image. Link.
Let me go down.
Edit. Help. Link. Help. Link. Edit firewall settings. Link. Help. Link.
Let's see.
Settings, bullet link, view fire, bullet, link, reset all, by default, the firewall blocks.
Okay, that's, we've had that already on the other page.
1. Image, select a computer. Choose the computer that will host applications through the firewall.
Okay, we've done that.
172.16.1.24, pop-up button.
Now that we've selected the category, now the next thing we want to do is go over to these radio buttons we just ran into a while ago.
2. Image, edit firewall settings for this computer.
Okay.
Select a radio button. Maximum protection.
Okay, maximum protection is on right now, but we're going to go down and select hosted applications.
Disallow unsolicited inbound traffic. Radio button.
Okay, that one is not currently selected, so let's select this radio button.
Press radio button. Allow individual application, S.
There we go.
Choose the application, S, that will be enabled to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click Add to add it to the hosted applications list. Servers pop-up button. Hosted applications. Scroll area.
Okay, now, you notice it said scroll area. Now, if I interact with that scroll area after it says hosted applications, then...
Interact with scroll area. 2 items table.
Okay, so we've interacted with the scroll area. Now let's interact with the table that's below the scroll area.
Interact with table on DNS server. DNS server edit text.
Now, you notice here it hitting all the predefined things you can set up.
FTP server.
Okay.
HTTPS server. IMAP server. IRC, Lotus Notes server, Motorhead server, NNTP server, POP3 server, PPTP server, Quake 3 server, Shoutcast server, SMTP server, SSH server, Telnet server, Unreal server, Web server, DNS server, FTP server.
Okay, now, what if I want a web server and an FTP server hosted on this computer. Well, I got my cursor currently over the item marked FTP server. So what I will do is I will stop interacting with this table and the scroll area.
Stop interacting with table. Stop interacting with scroll area. Add button.
Okay, now I'm going to add that item to the list of items to be allowed through the firewall.
Press add button. Link.
We have just now opened up an FTP port range, just like that. We didn't have to know what the ports were because they were clearly defined in this particular situation. Okay, now let's go down.
System image. Link. Link. Broad.
Let me go down past all these links, and we'll go down and we'll see what it looks like here.
Link. Help. Link. Settings. Bullet. Link. View firewall details. Bullet. Link. Reset all firewall settings. By default, the firewall blocks all unwanted access from the internet. You cannot to allow users through the firewall to hosted applications.
Okay, let me, I'm skipping over this part we read earlier.
One image. Select a computer. Choose the computer that will host applications through the firewall. 172.16.1.24. Pop-up button. Two image. Edit firewall settings for this computer. Radio button.
Okay. Now you notice that the maximum protection radio button is no longer selected, so that port took.
Maximum protection. Disallow unsolicited inbound traffic. Selected radio button. Allow individual application S. Choose the application S that will be unable to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click add to add it to the hosted applications list. Servers pop-up button.
Okay, servers, so we're back around to that option that where you can pop up and select the category. We still want servers because I want to open up another port, so we'll go back down here past the pop-up menu that says servers because that's the category we still want.
Hosted applications. Scroll area. Interact with scroll area. Two items table. Interact with table on DNS server. DNS server edit text.
Okay, now I want to open another port for a web server.
Web server.
Okay. Now I'm over the words web server, and I will stop interacting.
Stop interacting with table. Stop interacting with scroll area. Add button. Press add button. Link.
Now we have ports open for web surfing, for a web server, and for FTP server, okay? So that's just how easy it is. And there's a lot of these things, as you found out, that's listed in here. So let's go back down.
System, link.
And we're going to...
Link. Broadband link.
Let's say we want something for voice over IP, because as it stands right now, there is no predefined application in here for voice over IP. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up a voice over IP application. Now, we're just going to set up a simple one for this particular situation, but in real life, you'll obviously want to open up more ports than what I'm going to open up in this case, because you're going to want to open control ports and different things like that.
Link.
So,
link, home network, link, link, firewall, link, 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 summary, link, advanced, edit firewall, link, help, image.
Let me go down.
Link. Settings, boot. Link, view firewall details. Bullet, link, by default, the firewall blocks all unwanted access from the...
Okay, we know that.
What select? Choose the computer, 172, image, edit firewall settings for this computer. Radio button, maximum protection, disallow unsolicited inbound traffic. Selected radio button, allow individual application, S. Choose the application, S, that will be unable to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click add to add it to the hosted applications list. Servers pop-up button.
Now let's go, this category pop-up menu will select user-defined application in this case.
Press menu on servers. Check other. User-defined. User-defined.
User-defined. So we'll select that now.
Link.
Okay. But system. Now we need link. To create one.
Link. Broadband. Link. Link. Home net. Link. Link. Firewall image. Link. Link.
I know
link.
What would
home.
Be better. Let's do this instead of doing the voice over IP, because it doesn't matter. It all works the same way. This one I know all the ports for, and that's SSL. Anybody knows what SSL is? That's secure FTP and secure HTTP. So we're going to open up some ports for SSL for both HTTP and FTP. So let's go down and let's
link summary.
Create a user-defined application.
Link advanced set edit firewall set link help image link settings bullet link view firewall details boot, link, reset all firewall settings. By default, the firewall blocks all unwanted access from the internet to allow users
okay, let's
to
go past all this.
Computer. Choose the computer that 172.16.1.24 pop-up 2 image. Edit firewall settings for this computer. Radio button. Maximum disallowance listed in bunch. Selected radio. Allow individual. Choose the application. Add user diff hosted applications. Scroll area. Add button. Remove button. Scroll area. Boot. Link. Add a new user-defined application.
Okay, by the way, that remove button, there's another scroll area next to that, and that has a table where you can take stuff out.
Radio button. Link. Add a new user-defined application.
Okay, we're going to add a user-defined application, a new user-defined application.
Link. Link.
Now, let's go down and we'll find the text box where we can name our application.
Link. Home network. Link. Link. Firewall. Link. Link. Sitemap. Link. Home. Link. Summary. Link. Advanced settings. Edit application. Settings. Edit application. Settings. Profile name. Enter name for the application profile that you are creating. Application name. Blank. Edit text.
Okay, we're going to call this...
S-S-L. Space. F.
F.
T.
T.
P.
P. Space.
Space. A.
A. N. D.
Space. H.
H.
T.
T.
P.
P. S. S, because I don't think this one has it. So we'll create one for it.
Application name. SSLFTP and HTTPS. Edit text.
Okay. Now, let's go down and we will...
Definition. Choose a protocol and enter the port S for this application. Then click Add Definition to add the definition to the definition list. If the application requires multiple ports or both TCP and UDP ports, you will need to add multiple definitions. Note. In some rare instances, certain application types require specialized firewall changes in addition to simple port forwarding. If the application you are adding appears in the application type menu below, it is recommended that you select it. Protocol. Selected radio button. TCP. Radio button, UDP.
Okay, both of these are going to be TCP, but you can see there's radio buttons where you can select UDP or TCP. And what you can do is you can set up multiple sessions under the same name. If you got both, if you got both TCP and UDP, you can set it up so it'll open both batches of ports under the same application name if it requires it. But for now, let's do a TCP port range here, and we will go down to the first one.
Port range from blank edit text.
Okay, now we'll put in because we don't want to open up a real wide range of ports in between, we'll go from port
443 to blank edit text
443. Okay. We're just going to open those two ports under this particular application. Now, those are the ports used by HTTPS. That's for secure sockets layer HTTP. So we got those two ports listed, okay?
Protocol timeout, seconds, blank, edit text.
Protocol timeout, the default, we'll put the default in, which is...
8, 6, 4, 0, 0.
Okay.
TCP default 86,400.
Okay, that's a default. TCP port 86,400.
UDP default 600.
UDP default 600, but we don't need UDP because we're not working with that.
Map to host port.
Map to host port.
Blank edit text.
And again, in this case, we're only opening one port in this case, so we'll put
443.
And by the way, the port number that you want to put in there, even if you're opening up multiple ports in this one particular range, you would put the in this where it says map to host port, you would put the same port number you put in the very first entry up above, when it said from, when I put in 443, when it put in from, well, I would put the same number in the map to host field as I have in the from field, okay? So I hope you understand what I'm saying. Okay, now...
Map to host port, 443, edit text.
Okay, now.
Default equals the same port as defined above.
Okay.
Application type, none, default pop-up button.
Okay, and there's none, by the way, there's none in that little pop-up list that would reflect what I need here, so I just leave that on none.
Add definition button.
Add definition.
Press add definition button.
Comma.
Link.
There we go. Now.
System. Link. Link. Broadband. Link. Link.
Now, we've already given this application a name, so we're going to add one more set of ports to this application, and that's for FTP. We're going to add 990. So we'll go
link.
Down and
link. Firewall. Link. 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 Home. Link. Summary. Link. Advanced. Set. Edit application. Settings. Profile name. Application name. SSL FTP and HTTPS.
Okay, that's already listed there, as you can see. So now
definition. Choose a protocol and enter the port S for this application, then click Add Definition to add the definition to the definition list. If the application... Note. In some rare instances, certain application types require specialized firewall changes.
Yeah, we know that.
Protocol. Selected radio button TCP. Radio button UDP. Port arranged from. Blank edit text.
Now we'll go...
9990. To. Blank edit text.
To. 9990. We're not going to put a whole additional amount of ports in here because we want very specialized things open here with nothing in between.
Protocol timeout, seconds. Blank edit text.
Okay, we'll put in the same timeout as we had a while ago.
8. 6. 4. 0. 0. Protocol timeout, second. 86,400 edit text.
Okay.
TCP default 86,400. UDP default 600. Map to host port. Blank edit text. 990.
Okay, now we have that set up.
Default equals the same port as defined above. Application type. None. Default pop-up button. Add definition button. Press add definition button.
Okay, now we have those ports all set up. We just created an application.
Link.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the firewall again, the edit firewall settings.
System image. Link. Link. Broadband link. 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 Home network image. Link. Link. Firewall image. Link. Link. Sitemap. Link. Home. Link. Summary. Link. Advanced setting. Edit application. Link. Advanced settings. Link. Summary. Link. Home. Link. Sitemap. Link.
Hang on.
Firewall
image. There we go.
Press firewall image.
Let's go back to firewall now. I got to get out of that edit applications list.
Link.
There we go. Okay,
system
now.
Image. Link. Link. Broadband.
Now I got to go down
home
to edit
link.
Firewall settings.
Link. Firewall image. Link. Link. Sitemap. Link. Home. Link. Firewall settings. Link. Advanced settings. Link. Firewall settings. Press. Firewall settings. Link.
We don't want advanced settings in this link. Case because there's nothing we need to mess with in there. But this is just firewall settings where you add applications. So now let's
system
go back
image.
And find that application that we've created.
Link. Link. Broadband link image. Link. Link. Home network. Link. Link. Firewall image. Link. Link. Site. Link. Home. Link. Summary. Link. Advanced setting. Edit firewall settings. Link. Help image. Link. Settings. Bullet. Link. View firewall details. Bullet. Link. Reset all firewall settings. By default, the firewall blocks all in one. Link. Reset all firewall settings.
Oh, okay. That's if you want to reset everything back to its default and get and dump all the applications that are hosted.
By default, to allow users through the firewall to
host applications. I never needed
it,
so I never paid attention to it.
One image. Select a computer. Choose the computer that will host applications through the firewall. 172.16.1.24 pop-up button. 2 image. Edit firewall settings for this computer. Radio button. Maximum protection. Disallow unsolicited inbound traffic. Selected radio button. Allow individual application S. Choose the application S that will be enabled to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click add to add it to the hosted applications list. All applications pop-up button. Press
now we want to go down to user defined because we want to add that application that we've set up.
Games. Audio / VIT messaging and internet servers. Other. User defined. User defined.
Okay.
Link.
Now we have user defined.
System. Link. Link. Broad. Link.
Set up.
Link.
Now let's go
link.
Back
link.
Down.
Link. Link. Link.
And let's
edit. Link. Link. Help. Link. Settings. Bullet. Link. View firewall. Bullet.
We'll select that
link.
Application
default,
we've created.
Default, to allow user one image. Select a computer. Choose the computer that 172 image.
Okay.
Edit firewall settings. Radio
past
button.
All this.
Maximum privacy allow unsolicited. Selected radio. Allow individual application. Edit. Choose the application. User defined. Hosted applications. Scroll area. Interact with table on SSL FTP and HTTPS. SSL FTP and HTTPS. Edit text.
Okay, now I just interacted with the scroll area and interacted with the table. And if you notice, my cursor is now over the application that we've created. So now what we'll do is we'll stop interacting with that table now that that one's been selected.
Stop interacting with table.
And we'll stop interacting with the scroll area.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
And then we'll move our cursor over to the right slightly.
Add button. Press.
And we'll hit add, and there goes that application added to the list for the Home Portal Gateway. All right, there it is. So we have just opened up several ports in this Home Portal 1000 series gateway. As you can see, just how easy it is. We didn't have to know any port numbers for the most part because there was quite a few clearly defined applications in there. Like, for example, FTP was one that was in there by default, so we didn't have to know the port range for that or anything. But then on the other hand, we just created a user-defined port range that we could work with as well. So we've played with both ends, all the way from the novice end of the two-wire all the way into the advanced end, where we actually set up a range of ports to forward. Okay. Now, the other thing that is nice is that they're also very easy to set up. They two-wire hosts a list of keys that you can download, setup keys to set up your connection to the Internet. And what these keys do is they allow you, once you put them into the gateway, they determine whether the unit winds up in DHCP or static, or PPPoE for interfacing with your internet service provider. And it depends on what your situation is as to which one of those keys you would use. But let me give you an idea of the average key. Let's go back to the
window. Scroll area.
To the main page.
Link.
Okay, now let's go down and find
image. Link.
View details.
Broadband link. 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 Home net, link, link, firewall, imp, link, link, sitemap, link, home.
Link, let's go to the sitemap, because you can get a whole idea of link. What's here.
Link.
All right, now let's go down.
System image, link, link, broadband link, image, link, link, home network image.
See, there's a sitemap link where you can get a whole listing of everything right on the front, right on your screen without having to go to these other pages, and you can access these items directly.
Link, link, firewall image, link. Link sitemap, link home, link summary, link system password, link date and time settings, link details, find your way around the system.
Okay, it says find your way around the system.
Home network, link, home network image, link, bullet, link view the home network, bullet, link wireless settings, bullet, link advanced network settings, firewall image, link, bullet, link view firewall summary, bullet, link view firewall details, bullet, link edit firewall settings. Bullet, link, edit user-defined applications. Bullet, link, advanced firewall configuration. System, link, system image, link. Bullet, link, system summary. Bullet, link, system details.
System details.
Bullet, link, set system password. Bullet, link, date and time settings. Bullet, link, restart the system. Broadband link, link, restart the
that
system.
That link that says restart the system, that's if for some reason you need to reboot the home portal. You can do it right from the web interface, and it will reboot it right up.
Broadband link. Link, broadband link, image, link, bullet, link, broadband link summary, bullet, link, view broadband link diagnostics, bullet, link, view broadband settings, setup, link, setup image, link, bullet, link, see all setup wizards, bullet, link, system setup wizard, link, system image, link, link, broadband link image.
Okay, now we're link, back link, around, system, so let's link, go up and link, find
bullet, link,
system
setup,
details.
Link, setup, bullet, 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 link, broadband link, link.
Let me go back up link, bullet, from...
Link, bullet, link, set system password, boot, link, system details.
System details, yes, so system let's details. Click on that.
Link.
Okay, now let's go down and we'll
system
see what we have.
Link, link, broadband, link, link, home network, imp, link, link, firewall, imp, link, link, sitemap, link, link, summary, link, system, link, date and time settings, link, system password.
There we go.
Link, date and time settings, view system details, details, system image, boot, link, restart the system, model, home portal 1000HW. Serial number 443,118,048,235. Hardware version 2700-0003-64-005. Software version 3.7.5. Key code 52AN23. Key code.
Okay, now this is a default key code that this thing has programmed into it out of the box, and the key codes will range in several different ways. Now this key code that's in here automatically configures this home portal for DHCP operation. Now, you don't have to have these key codes. You can go in and set it up manually if you so desire, and we'll look at that in just a few minutes. But here's the key code. Let me interact here with this, and we'll give it to you how the key codes look when you navigate them on the screen. There's something to this effect. They're
52AN.
52AN.
Hyphen 2374.
2374.
Hyphen WHE2.
WHE2.
Hyphen 22AZ.
22AZ.
Hyphen B27S.
B27S. Okay.
Stop interacting with Bixt.
Now, that's a default key code, although there are others you can put in there, and it'll automatically configure it for the proper modem settings based on the internet service provider. See, because also, likewise, they have taken some of the pain out of setting these up to interface with different service providers. And there are some service providers that require a slightly different modem protocol as well. So there may be a situation where you may have one of these on Verizon East or Verizon West, and they may be a little different than they would be on AT&T or some other company like that. So these key codes help you to take some of the guesswork out, because what they have done on the Two-Wire Home Portal page, which is www.2wire.com, that's the number 2, and then wire.com, they have the key codes up there listed there under support, and they also list what service provider those key codes belong to. Now, in my case, I was particularly blessed because I picked one of the AT&T codes, but I picked the code that works for PPPoE, and it worked just fine. So apparently the modem protocols now for AT&T are the same as what we're running out here where we are here in this private phone company that we're with out here in Missouri. And so I didn't have a problem. My two-wire home portal gateway came right up. But in some cases, that's not always the case. And so, that's these key codes come in handy for that, because there's some modem protocols that you would have to know if you were setting it up technically. So anyway, that is one way in which they've tried to solve the problem. Let's move forward here a little bit.
Link. System image. Link. Link. Broadband link image.
Okay, let's click on broadband link, because I want to show you now some of these things. If you're going to configure one of these manually, what you would have to do, and this is why those key codes are the better choice if you're not really acquainted with setting up the various protocols for the modems in addition to your account.
System image, link, link. Broadband link, link, link. Home net, link, link. Firewall, link, link. Sitemap, link, home. Link, details, link. Diagnostics, link. Statistics, link. Advanced settings.
Advanced settings. So link. We're going to go into the advanced settings.
Link.
And we're going to go down, and I'm going to show you, if you didn't have a key code, here's how you roll your own. Here's the stuff you would need to know.
System image, link, link, broadband, link, link, home, link, link,
fire. Let's get down past link, all these links, because they're the
link,
same
link,
everywhere.
Mod setting, link, set, mod, warning. Modifying the settings on this page can impact the ability of computers on the local network to access your broadband connection. Modifications may also affect broadband-enabled applications and services running on the local network.
Okay, it's just a warning letting you know that, hey, you're getting into dangerous territory here if you don't know what you're doing. In this case, we can't hurt this, because all I got to do is just go into the management and diagnostics page and hit reset, and the whole thing is dumped and we start all over. So anyway, let's go on forward here.
Settings, link, help image, link, DSL and ATM, DSL line selection.
DSL and ATM, DSL line selection.
Line 1 inner pair.
Line 1 inner pair. Now, this has a choice of line 1 inner pair, line 2 outer pair, or automatic. And what that's for is, in case you're with some service provider in some part of the world or country where your service provider, your phone company uses the outer pair as opposed to the inner pair, you can set it up so that your DSL modem will automatically train and look for whatever pair that DSL signal is on. Now, since I know what mine is here, I've selected line 1 inner pair because that's where our DSL signal comes in. Now, the other reason I selected line 1 inner pair is because that since we're not hooked up on a phone line, this thing would sit here and scan and just keep clicking the relay back and forth between line 1 and line 2, looking for a DSL signal unless I did something to intervene. So what I did in this case, since I knew this unit was going to be used for a lot of demos and stuff like that, I decided to set this one up for line 1 inner pair. That way, when I plugged it in, it would by default automatically cut over to line 1 and just stay there. until a DSL signal hit it or until I unplugged it, whichever happened first. So anyway, so that's what that's for. That just selects the phone line that, you know, where it's to look for your DSL signal. And you do have to be careful with that, because if you select line 2 and the DSL signal is on line 1, you're not going to get any DSL signal, okay? So if I didn't know what I was doing, I would just leave that at automatic, okay? But if you know what line your DSL signal is on, you could select that if you wanted to, select that line so that your modem would automatically favor that line. So anyway, that's what that's for.
ATM circuit identifier, VPI. ATM's VPI.
ATM circuit identifier, VPI.
Zero, edit text.
Zero in this case, that's the default. That can be changed to anything, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And if that value is not correct, it will not sync up with the modems that your service provider has at the other end. So if you're setting one of these up manually, or even if you're using the keys, you might want to find out if you get one of these. You might call your internet service provider and ask them what their ATM identifier is, because that may be very, very important, particularly if it's an odd identifier. You need to know what that is before you go putting in any key codes, because among other things, those key codes that we were talking about, even as much simpler as those are to put in as opposed to doing what we're doing here, if you put in the wrong key code in the ATM identifier is not correct, then you will have problems with syncing up with the DSL modem at the other end. So that is information that, it particularly if you're going to roll your own, you need to know when you're setting these up. So anyway, VPI. Let's review that again.
ATM circuit identifier.
ATM circuit identifier.
VPI.
VPI.
Zero, edit text.
Zero in this case, but you could change that. You change it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or just whatever your service provider requires.
VCI.
VCI.
35, edit text.
35. That's another protocol that you would need to know. Most of these you could probably leave at their defaults in most applications, but if you have a service provider that's odd, you might want to know those two things.
VCI 35, edit text.
So we have VCI 35. Okay, we have ATM circuit identifier, VPI 0, and then
VCI 35, edit
35.
Text.
Both of those you need to know.
ATM encapsulation.
If you're setting it up manually.
30 ATM encapsulation.
ATM encapsulation.
Bridged LLC pop-up button.
Bridged LLC. In most cases, you would leave that at its default, but it has Bridged LLC. Let's
press
pop that up. And
Bridged LLC. Check mark. Bridged VC MUS.
Bridged VC MUS, whatever that is.
Rooted LLC.
Rooted LLC.
Rooted VC MUS.
Rooted VC MUS. MUS, I assume, is what it's saying there.
Rooted VC MUS.
Okay, that's the end of the list. So let's
rooted
go back
LLC,
to
VC, Bridged LLC. Check
we'll go
mark.
Back to Bridged LLC.
Bridged LLC.
Okay. Most of these could probably be left at their defaults, but you just never know. So, you know, if you decide to try to set one of these up without having to use a key code, you might want to, if it doesn't work after you put in, let's say you have a DHCP or a PPPoE account, if you put all your information in properly and the thing doesn't work, those areas may be something you might want to consider.
ATM PVC search. Selected radio button. Enabled. Selected radio ATM PVC search.
ATM PVC search.
Selected radio button. Enabled.
Enable. Leave that alone.
Radio button. Disabled. Broadband network.
Unless your service provider would tell you otherwise. Okay, now we're at broadband network.
Link. Help image. Link. Broadband connection. Connection type. Direct IP DHCP or static pop-up button.
Okay, direct IP DHCP or static pop-up button, okay? And you have a selection here.
Press menu on direct IP DHCP or static check mark. PPPoE. PPPoE.
Okay.
Rooted IPOA.
Rooted IPOA.
Rooted IPOA. PPPoE. PPPoE. Direct IP DHCP or static check
okay,
mark.
We'll leave it back
direct
on
IP, DHCP or static.
DHCP or static. Direct IP DHCP or static.
PPP. Username. Blank edit text.
Okay, now these are the fields where if you were going to set up under PPPoE, you'd put your username.
Password. Confirm password.
Okay. Username and password, and then you'd confirm your password.
You must enter username and password and confirmation password if you select PPPoE or PPPoE. PPP on demand. 0, edit fixed.
PPP on demand, 0. If you're running a PPPoE account, you can set a time value for that time to run out if you decide you don't want that connection up full time.
Minutes. Entering a value of 0 enables a connection with no timeout. Link. Help image. Link. Hardware address override. Selected radio button. Use the built-in hardware address.
Okay, hardware address override. That's if your service provider uses the MAC address of the device. You can either give them the MAC address of that device, but or if you can't get a hold of your service provider, you can do a MAC address override, and you can spoof your service provider into thinking it's the other device, whatever device you had online before you plugged this in.
Radio button. Override the built-in hardware address. Hardware address. Blank edit text. Host name override. Host name. Blank edit text.
Host name override. Host name.
Link. Help image. Link. Broadband IP. Selected radio button. Obtain IP address automatically.
Broadband IP. Selected radio button. Obtain IP address automatically.
Radio button. Manually configure IP address settings.
Manually configure IP address settings. This is where you would put your broadband service provider's IP address.
IP address. Blank edit text. Subnet mask. Blank edit text. Default gateway. Blank edit text. Link. Help image. Link. Broadband DNS.
And by the way, there's help along the way. I should have stopped and...
Link. Help image.
I'll press go ahead and click on this help, let you hear
the
help stuff
DNS.
In here.
Help. By default, the system automatically obtains the DNS server addresses via DHCP. The broadband DNS panel allows you to manually configure your DNS information. 1. Click the manually configure your DNS information radio button. 2. In the primary server field, enter the IP address of the primary DNS server that the system is to use for DNS name resolution. 3. In the secondary server field, enter the IP address of the secondary DNS server that the system is to use for DNS name resolution. 4. In the domain name field, enter the specific domain name to be used by the system. 5. Click Save. Note, if you choose to manually configure your system and have a problem, rerun your installation and follow the installation instructions provided to you by your service provider. Done button. Press Done button. Broadband link.
That's
advanced
that.
Settings window. Interact with HTML content. Link.
Okay, we're back.
System image.
Link. Now I gotta go all the way back down because it put me up at the top when I went in that help menu. So let's go all the way down here.
35. ATM enabled. Rate to save. Broad. Help. Link. Broadband connection type direct IP PPP username blank pass conf
you go past all this.
Entering a value of 0 enable link help image link hardware address override select to use the built-in hardware address select
let's see what they have in
link help image
let's see pass, what's under help, this help image, by the hardware address thing
override.
They got several help things in here.
Help when your system is connected to the broadband network, an association is made between its unique hardware address, also known as the MAC address, physical address, or, if you are a cable customer, the C number, and its internet address before it can communicate to the internet. By default, the gateway uses its built-in hardware address. The hardware address override panel allows you to manually override the MAC address of the broadband connection, which is sometimes required for cable modems that perform MAC address authentication. Note, this field displays the hardware address only if the system is connected to the internet via PPPoE. If required to find your hardware MAC address, refer to the following table and follow the instructions for your operating system. Windows OS. 1. Click the Start menu. 2. Click Run. 3. Enter CMD in the entry field.
Okay, anyway, that gives you an idea of... And that's all, by the way, all those help things will be available on any of these devices that you get. It's loaded with all kinds of help stuff.
4. Click OK.
Okay, let me get out of this. Let's...
4, and 3, 2, no, help, hardware, done, button, press, done,
get out of
button,
that.
Broadband link, advanced link, hardware,
okay,
advanced,
let's go on down and we'll finish and round this
link,
out.
Obtain IP manual, IP, sub, default, blank, help, image, link, broadband, obtain, rate manually, primary server, blank, it, secondary, blank, it, domain name, access, upstream, force, upstream, MTU, upstream,
let's see.
Domain name, secondary server, blank, edit, primary server. Manually configure your DNS info radio button. Manually configure
okay,
your
this
DNS
is the DNS where we were earlier.
Primary server. Blank edit text.
That's where you'd put your DNS stuff if you were doing that manually.
Secondary server. Blank edit text. Domain name. Accessmyhome.net edit text.
Accessmyhome.net. That's a default that's in there. Isn't that something?
Upstream MTU. Force upstream MTU. 1500 edit text.
Okay, force upstream MTU 1500. Edit text. That's a value I would leave at its default.
Cancel button. Save button. Cancel button.
Okay, now normally we would save what we did here, but in this case I'm just going to click cancel button. Because we're not really doing anything in here. But that gives you somewhat of an idea of what you would need to do if you're going to set this up to work in a manually configured operation. Now, if you were going to go the route of the key code, what you would do is there's a link that says Setup Wizard. Let me close this.
Close window. Untitled window. Scroll area. Link.
And we're going to go ahead and put in, we're going to try how we would set it up the other way.
Run the system setup wizard. Link. Run system setup wizard. Press.
Let's run the system setup wizard here.
Setup image.
Okay.
Home setup wizard. Set up your home portal 1000HW. The setup wizard is designed to help you quickly and easily set up your home portal 1000HW connection to the internet. Before you begin, make certain that you have the information provided to you by your service provider. You will need this information for the following installation steps. To begin the setup of your home portal 1000HW, enter the 20-character key code that has been provided to you. If you do not have a key code, you can obtain one online at www.2wire.com/keycode. Key code 52AN, edit text.
Okay, so the first one is 52AN. Let's go ahead and change that one. Let's go
2374, edit text, selection deleted.
2. I'm trying to see if I remember one out of my head. 6.
P.
4. I've done so many of these, it's, you know, that...
WHE2, edit text.
Okay, let's backspace selection that deleted. One out, and we'll go...
6.
6.
2.
2.
6.
2. 2.
2. 2. AZ, edit text. Selection deleted.
Now we'll go 2. 2. 2.
AS. B27S, edit text.
Okay.
Selection deleted.
Let's see if I can remember one of these out of my head. I've done these so many times.
B. 2.
2.
E.
7. 7. Okay, let's see if it'll take.
Next to continue. If you are technically advanced, you can manually configure your home portal 1000HW. Enter in your key code above and click advanced. Help button. Exit button. Next button.
Okay, let's click next.
Press next button. Setup image. Home portal 1000HW. Setup wizard. Time zone. Please select your
it
time
took.
Zone.
How about that?
GMT 6 o'clock, Central Time, U.S. and Canada, pop-up button.
Okay, that's a pop-up menu that allows you to select your time zone. That's already been selected, so we'll
click
move
next
on.
Next to continue. Help button. Exit button. Next button. Press next button. Setup image. Home portal 1000HW. Setup wizard. Setup connection info. The following information is needed to connect your home portal 1000HW to the internet. PPP authentication. Username. Blank, edit text.
Okay, and then you'd put your PPPoE information in there. See, by putting that key code in there, changing that key code, we just switched it to PPPoE. And so now what I would do is I'd put in my username.
S. B. R. I. T. T. O. N.
Okay, we'll just leave that at that.
Edit secure text.
And then we'll go. I'm not going to put the whole thing in there because you don't go putting out your username and password over any broadcast where anybody and their brother can get it. You know, because you got to keep in mind these are always open to the public. So, and then we'll put in... Okay.
Edit secure text.
Put in my password. Okay.
Help button. Exit button. Next button.
Okay.
Press next button. Setup image.
Let's see.
Home port setup wizard. Connecting. Establishing internet connection.
Okay, now it's trying to establish a connection, but we're not going to let it do that.
Setup image. Close window.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and close that up for now.
Untitled window. Scroll area.
But as you can see,
Finder audio files selected.
They are very, very, very easy to work with, and that's just scratching the surface. We didn't even change the network range. Let's take a quick look at the
Safari, press Safari,
network range, because I was talking to you about that
Safari,
for the internal network. Let's go ahead and go back in here real quick.
Link. System, link, link, broadband, link, link, home network image.
Okay, we'll click on home network.
Home network image. Link. System image, link, link, broadband, link, link, home network, link, link, firewall image, link, link, sitemap, link, home, link, wireless settings, link, advanced settings, view network, some link, advanced set, press.
Okay, let's select advanced settings.
Link.
Okay, and now we'll go down system, and we'll show you the IP link, address ranges link, that are available.
Home net, link, link, firewall, link, 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 summary, link, wireless set, edit advanced home network settings. Warning. Modifying the settings on this page can impact the ability of computers on the local network to access your broadband connection. Modifications may also affect broadband-enabled applications on services running on the local network.
Okay, we had that earlier on the other page as well.
Settings. Link. Help image. Link. Private network. Link.
Let's click on the help and
press help image. Private network settings.
Okay, here's what it says in the help for the private network settings.
Help. The Edit Advanced Home Network Settings page displays the current settings used by your network and allows you to change your default home network settings. You should only adjust these settings if you are very familiar with computer networking technologies. You can change the following system settings. Private network. Sets the IP address range used by the home network. You can choose from three standard configuration options. The default is 192.168.1.0/255.255.255.0, or configure the network settings manually. If you change the home network IP address range, you must renew the DHCP lease on all devices on your home network and manually reconfigure all devices configured with static IP addresses. If you are using the Home Portal Monitor application, you can renew the DHCP lease by selecting Refresh Network Connection in the Home Portal Monitor menu. Caution, if you choose manual configuration, you must understand IP internet networking thoroughly. An incorrect configuration can cause unpredictable results on your home network. Done button. Press done.
Okay, we're home down network. With that. Now,
settings, window, system, image, link, link.
Let me go back
link,
down.
Home,
that's
link,
the help for that.
Link, 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 home, link, summary, link, wireless, edit advanced home network, warning. Modifying settings.
Okay, we read
home,
that.
Help, image, link, private network. If you change the IP address range, you must renew the DHCP lease on all devices on the network.
Yeah, we were just told that.
Radio button. 192.168.1.0/255.255.255.0. Default.
Okay, that's the 192 range that we just passed, and you notice that button was not selected.
Selected radio button.
Okay, there's the one that is selected.
172.16.0.0/255.255.0.0.
That's the one that I have selected. And then the next selection of a pre-confined range is...
Radio button.
10.0.0.0/255.255.0.0 is the other range, okay? So there's three ranges that are pre-configured, and then there's...
Radio button. Configure manually.
Radio button. Configure manually.
Radio button.
And if you click on that button,
press.
We're not going to configure it manually, but we're going to click on that button anyway, just so you can see the fields here.
Configure manually. Router address. Blank. Edit fixed.
Okay, there's where you'd put the router address. In other words, that would be the web address where you would access... the local network address where you would access the router's interface.
Subnet mask. Blank edit fixed.
Subnet mask, and of course you just heard the subnet mask. That's at 255.255.255.0. That's a subnet mask.
Check box. Enable DHCP.
Check box. Enable DHCP.
First DHCP address. Blank edit fixed.
First DHCP address.
Last DHCP address. Blank edit fixed.
Okay.
Set DHCP lease time. 24 edit fixed.
24
hours.
Hours.
Link. Help image. Link. Public network. Uncheck checkbox. Enable. Check enable to create a route from the internet to the public network specified below. Router address. Subnet mask. Link. Help image. Link. Bridge network. Uncheck checkbox. Enable. Check enable to allow broadband IP addresses to be used on the local network.
Okay, that's if you want to use broadband IP addresses on your local network, you check that box and it will allow you to do that. In this case, we're not doing that, so... Anyway, that's what that's all about. But anyway, that gives you an idea of the network configuration on this thing.
Finder, audio, files.
And obviously, I don't want to make this file so long as to take up too much room here. But I wanted to give you a brief overview. Let's get out of this.
Audio hijack pro. Quick record window. Record button.
Turn that down. It's babbling while I'm trying to talk, and I don't take too kindly to that. But anyway, that is basically an overview of the two-wire home portal gateway. There is wireless settings, too, and if you go into the wireless settings under the site map, you will find the name of the two wire, which can be changed. You can name your local network to anything you want. Then there's settings where you can change the channel of your home network. And there's channels 1 through 11. And then there's the power settings and that kind of thing. And if you have a 2000 series, one of the 2700 GBs that are out there, that has an additional setting, which is the setting that allows you to select whether you want 802.11b, 802.11g, or 802.11b/g. So that's one additional menu option that is not currently available on the Home Portal 1000 series, okay? So, and of course, 802.11g is much faster than 802.11b. The only advantage to having a wireless network set to 802.11g/b is that at any wireless computer that is in the presence of your home network that you want to join your network will be able to access it. There will be no guessing as to whether it has to be G or B. The router will automatically sense that and pick that up, and everything else will go along, you know, fairly smoothly. And there's also the place where you can put in security if you want an encryption key. Customarily, a two-wire gateway comes with a default encryption key written on the bottom of the unit. And if you're a person who has access to a sighted person who can read that key code for you, then you should never have to play with that. You just use that key code that's written on the bottom of your two-wire unit. However, there's also a radio button that allows you to select whether you want your own personal 10-digit 64-bit encryption key or a 26-digit 128-bit encryption key. And so you have all those options available at your disposal. So that, in a nutshell, is the wireless end of it. There's also a button you can click to put the wireless back to default. You can also log in. And we... Okay, we're back. I accidentally kicked myself out of the application. Anyway, I was going to go back in and clear this thing and put the network back to default. Let's do that. Let me turn this up so you can hear it a little bit. There we go. Let's do that. Okay, now let's go into the Management and Diagnostic Console.
Management and Diagnostic Console. Link System Summary. Broadband Link. Bullet.
This is a
Link Summary.
A separate page, and the way you get to this, see, now the other interface that we were using was 172.16.0.1. And that was all there was to that address. This page is accessed by going 172.16.0.1/MDC. And if you're using the 192 address, it would be 192.168.1.254 for the default interface, and then 192.168.1.254/MDC. So anyway, that gives you an idea how that all works.
Boot. Link statistics. Boot link detailed statistics.
Now, this page is mainly for troubleshooting, but in this case, we're going to go down and clear the network.
Boot link configure.
And I'll show you what's in the resets list when I get down here in a minute.
Local network. Boot link status. Boot link statistics. Boot link device list. Boot link wireless. Boot link configure. Boot link address allocation. Firewall. Boot link settings. Boot link detailed information. Boot link advanced settings. Troubleshooting. Boot link DSL diagnostics. Boot link event log. Boot link network tests. Boot link upgrade history. Boot link resets. Press resets.
Resets.
Management and Diagnostic Console.
Okay, now what we'll do is we'll go down. Oh, come on.
Note, warning. Reset. These are Management and Diagnostic Console. Link broadband.
Safari likes to put you at the bottom of the page for some reason.
Local net link.
Okay, let's go down past all of these.
Boot link while. Boot link configure. Boot link address allocate. Firewall. Boot link settings. Boot link detailed information.
You got the same big links list.
Link advanced settings. Troubleshooting. Boot link DSL diagnostics.
You can also tab down and skip all of that.
Clear button.
Okay, the first thing on the list is
troubleshooting resets. Clear button. Local network clears all devices from your local network list. Network devices will appear in the list as they are rediscovered. Local net clear button.
Okay, let's go ahead and hit that.
Management and Diagnostic Console. Your local. Continue. Your local network has been reset and devices will be re-added to the list as they communicate with the system.
Okay.
Continue button. Press continue.
Continue. Button. Okay.
Management and Diagnostic Console.
Okay, let's go back down and we'll click the resets again.
Bootlink, look, bootlink, link, stat, bootlink, bootlink, white, bootlink, bootlink, firewall, bootlinks, bootlink, detail, bootlink, advanced settings, troubleshooting, bootlink, DSL diagnostics, bootlink, event log, bootlink, network tests, bootlink, upgrade history, bootlink, resets, press, resets, link. Management and Diagnostic Console.
I'll show you what's here. Let's go down past all these links.
Clear button.
Okay, there's where we cleared the devices.
Local network. Clears all devices from your local network list. Network devices will appear in the list as they are rediscovered.
Okay.
Reset button. DSL connection. Retrains your DSL connection on the same line.
Resets. This is a reset that retrains your DSL connection on the same line, on the line that it was on. It just renegotiates it if you're having some trouble with it.
Reset button. ISP connection.
Reset your ISP connection. That's what that's for.
Reset button. ISP connection. Resets your PPP connections on / or releases and renews your broadband IP address. Reset button. Broadband link. Reestablishes your broadband link.
Okay.
Reset button. Home portal 1000HW. Reboots your home portal 1000HW.
There's a reset that reboots the home portal 1000HW.
Reset button. To factory state.
Reset to factory state. Now, in this case, since we're done, I'm going to go ahead and dump this to factory state.
Reset button. Press reset button. Management and Diagnostic Console. Resetting. You have requested that your home portal 1000HW. Press continue to restore to factory state. Press cancel to return to the previous page. Continue button. Press continue button.
Okay, now we just dumped everything out of it.
Link system summary. Broadband link. Boot. Link summary. Boot. Link statistics. Boot. Link detailed statistics. Boot. Link configure. Local network. Boot. Link status. Boot. Link statistics. Boot. Link device list. Close window. Untitled window. You are not connected to the internet.
Okay. It's telling me we're not connected to the internet because I just dumped it all. Okay, so it's back to factory state. So everything we did is now undone. But anyway, that's how you go about all of that. But that, in a nutshell, is the home portal gateway. And hopefully you found this informative. It's very hard to go through something like this because you don't want to make the file so doggone long. But anyway, that is the home portal in a nutshell as far as its interface is concerned. And again, like I say, I hope you found it informative. And again, you can find these at Best Buy. You can find the newest version of the Home Portal Series Gateway at Best Buy. And they are available for sale there. Even if you're not with AT&T or any of the service providers that use them, you can still buy them and put them on your own internet service, provided you can get the information from them regarding your account, which is what I've done here. See, I'm with a company called Fidelity Networks, and Fidelity Networks, they normally do not use these home portals, but I use them anyway. Because one thing, they have wireless. Number two, there's a firewall built in, and I'd rather have my own firewall rather than have my service provider provide one to me. And also, it allows me to put multiple devices on the same address here at the house. I don't have to have my DSL device on one address, my DSL device, my voice over IP device on one address, and all my computers on other addresses through Fidelity Networks. I can have all of my computers and my voice over IP on the same IP address, share that one IP address, and like I say, it works very well. And it's a modem, and it's a router and firewall all in one box. There's no Ethernet cables to go between the modem and the firewall. It's all in one package. All you need is the phone line cable supplied, and there's an Ethernet cable for one computer when you first get it. And then if you want to plug in any other computers, in this case, the 2700 HGB is a four-port gateway where some of them are single port gateways. Some of them have USB in addition to Ethernet and wireless. Some have Ethernet and wireless and no USB. And some models have Ethernet, wireless, and USB. And there's even still others out there that have voice over IP built into them. So there's a whole range of these things out there. The trick is going to be just getting them. And if you know of any other service providers or any other stores that are selling the two-wire products, I would be interested in knowing who they are, just so we can point other people to them. So anyway, if you'd like to get a hold of me, my email address is Sam, that's Sam, S-A-M, at theinformationcorner.com. That's Sam at theinformationcorner.com. If you would like to reach me, you can call me on Free World Dial-Up, and that telephone number is 671208. That's 671208 for the Free World Dial-Up line. And if you would like to get a hold of us directly here, just on a regular pair, the studio line, which is probably the best line where I can be reached at once in a while, is area code 360-515-3590. That's 360-515-3590. That is the studio line where you can reach me here. That's a voice over IP line, but it works very, very well. And we can be reached there through that number if need be. So anyway, that is the deal there. And again, I hope you found this recording very informative. And with that, wish you a very happy new year and blessings to you all. Take care.